All right, got one injury to report. You guys saw it. Mo Massaquoi left the game with a hamstring. Other than that, for the most part, we pulled out of it without anything injury-wise significant. Can't spot a good team, and I thought all along that this is a good team. You can't spot them 14 points early in the game, which we did. We talk frequently about a fast start and a strong finish, and we didn't accomplish the fast start. 2-3 and outs. Two punts that got returned on us, and then two scoring drives. So we talk about team wins. I think it's important we talk about team losses as well. And then our guys battled. They fought. None of that really matters, though, when you don't win. So with that, I'll take your questions.
How do you turn this around, Pat?
You win a game. Yeah, you win a game. That's how you turn around. You win a game.
Pat, can you talk about the pressure on Brandon and how many instances were there when it was just difficult for him to find someone open to attack?
Well, I thought they did a good job in coverage. I think we gave up four sacks, had a couple of tip balls. So, you have some of what happens in a game. But I don't think it was anything significant beyond that. They're a good defensive front. We talked about that all week. And, they had some good downs.
How about their success passing? Would you attribute that?
Well, I thought going into it that Fitzpatrick was a kind of a gritty, gutty quarterback. And, would they throw for a couple hundred yards, 200 yards, and he had 22 completions. He threw for three touchdowns. We can't let him do that. So it's good.
Hey, did you feel you had a couple chances on deep balls that just weren't completed?
Mm-hmm. Well, we took some shots, which we didn't get a chance to do last year. Much, but we took some shots and now we got a hit on them. We had a couple deep balls that we threw that one was a hitch that converted, another was just a go route that you got a hit on.
Underdrawn?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to talk about specifics later, but I think if we're running in a position to make a play, then we got to get a good throw and we got to catch it. I think it's fair to say.
Richardson on first down, we did not have a lot of success today at all. Right.
We felt like we were going to have to throw it some, and we, of course, didn't get the results running the football that we did last week. But there's times when that happens. You still got to be able to move the ball and see you throw it.
It's just a matter of not getting the push that you needed.
Just didn't get it done. There's no magical answer sometimes. Other than we didn't get it done.
You feel like a couple of drops came on crucial situations, third downs where you had a chance to...
In my mind, every down is crucial. You can point to the third downs, of course, because that gets you off the field. And there's catches that... we had a couple of drops. There was one that was in a situation where we would have converted on third down. There was another one that I know of. Where the ball, we were probably not going to get the first. Those are the ones I remember.
Yeah, how did you see that penalty they called on DeQuell at the end of the half? Because that could have turned.
I'm not talking about officiating things. I'm not. I think it's important that we play to the whistle, and we can't do that. The next one's the game we got to win. That's it. Game we got to win. They're all must wins, right? Wouldn't you agree? Who goes into a game thinking they're going to lose? I mean, let's talk about it. You can frame it how you want. Every game's a must win. And then you add them up at the end and decide if you're where you're at, where you want to be. So you say it or write it or however. But all our focus now will go toward beating Baltimore, who we play on Thursday.